Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Mockingbird by Catherine Erskine, narrated by Angela Rogers and directed by Andy Paris.
Chapter 1. Devon's Chest. It looks like a one-winged bird crouching in the corner of our living room, hurt, trying to fly every time the heat pump turns on with a click and a groan and blows cold air onto the sheet and lifts it up, and it flutters for just a moment and then falls down again, still, dead. Dad covered it with the gray sheet so I can't see it, but I know it's there, and I can still draw it. I take my charcoal pencil and copy what I see. A grayish, squarish thing that's almost as tall as me, with only one wing. Underneath the sheet is Devon's Eagle Scout project. It's the chest Dad and Devon are making, so he'll be ready to teach other Boy Scouts how to build a chest. I feel all around the sheet just to be sure his chest is underneath. It's cold and hard and stiff on the outside, and cavernous on the inside. My dictionary says cavernous means filled with cavities or hollow areas. That's what's on the inside of Devon's chest. Hollow areas. On the outside is the part that looks like the bird's broken wing, because the sheet hangs off of it loosely. Under the sheet is a piece of wood that's going to be the door once Dad and Devon finish the chest. Except now, I don't know how they can, now that Devon is gone.